Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1728. Don't Take Financial Advice from Pop Music by Michael Smith with financialfinesse.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's jump right into our next post as we optimize your life. Don't Take Financial Advice from Pop Music by Michael Smith with financialfinesse.com. I was out with friends recently and a new song from Pitbull and Neo started playing. The song created a rush to the dance floor, and given that when I dance, people think I'm either having a seizure or in some kind of pain, I opted to grab beverages for our group instead of risking injury, mostly to others, on the dance floor. As I was waiting for the drinks to be poured, I started listening to the lyrics of the song. In Time of Our Lives, the lyrics talk about not being able to pay rent, but being able to go out to the club, order shots, party it up, and have the time of our lives. As I was hearing this and seeing my friends dance and sing along with the song, all I could think was, this song is promoting fiscal irresponsibility. I shared that sentiment with my friends, who told me to think less and dance more, or at least think less. But me being me, I couldn't just let the thought pass. The song clearly talks about knowing that what you're doing is probably not the most responsible course of action, but taking that course of action anyway. It's making a bad decision with the full knowledge that it's a bad decision. Everyone at our table had experience with making iffy choices while knowing they were making that choice. I asked each person if they've ever done that. If I have to be honest, I've done that in my life as well. So how can we translate that into a way to make better financial decisions? That's when an article from Entrepreneur Magazine flashed through my brain. It's a great article about the science of decision-making with some very interesting findings. I highly recommend reading the whole article. Here are some of the quick takeaways that can easily translate into our financial lives. Number one, plan tomorrow's day before you go to bed tonight. If you have a sketch of your day, you're far less likely to be distracted and find yourself going out to a pricey dinner because you weren't thinking about what you would cook when you get home. Simple things like what you're going to wear, will you hit the gym before or after work, what's for breakfast, etc., can take minor decisions out of the next day and give you more mental energy the following day, since you'll be making fewer small decisions. There's a concept called decision fatigue that makes sense. We wear down a little bit after each decision, so making fewer decisions during the day keeps you fresher mentally. Financially, this could help you avoid impulse purchases and allow you to make more of your spending planned spending so that you can maintain better alignment with your budget. Number two, do the most important thing first. How often has your day spiraled out of control, and when you are just about to shut down your computer for the day, you look at your to-do list and realize that you didn't check off a single item you had planned to do. For me, sadly, that used to be a relatively common scenario. Pick one task that's important and get it done very early in your day, maybe even before you officially start your day. If you get the most important thing done, you set a pattern of accomplishment and create a positive momentum that can carry you throughout the day. Translating this to your financial life, make sure you pay the important bills first, like the rent, Pitbull, before spending on less important items. Pay the critical bills, set aside money for retirement and emergencies, etc., before having the time of your life. It may allow you to have the time of your life until you're 110 years old, rather than living on Social Security during your retirement. Number three, make commitments, not mini decisions. Saying, I'm going to work out more, is a great decision, putting time to exercise on your calendar is a commitment. The more things you can make commitments and put into your calendar. My iPhone has my work, personal, kids, and a few other calendars all merged together so I can carve out blocks of time for what's important. The more likely you are to achieve success. Carve out time to review your budget. Carve out time to look at your 401k and run retirement projections. When you stop making small decisions, you minimize your decision fatigue. Convert decisions to commitments in your financial life and you will see progress rather than hopes of progress. And number four, simplify things. This is a huge thing that saves time, saves energy, and allows you to stay mentally refreshed and avoid the fatigue that clouds decision-making. I recently unsubscribed from a huge number of newsletters. I was getting more emails on a daily basis than I could process. So I would either delete everything and not read the newsletter, or I'd try to read as much as I could, which took hours. I unsubscribed to all of them, and now my inbox is uncluttered, and I can start over with only those that I found super helpful. Streamlining my inbox has made my life better. You can automate or simplify your financial life too. You can automate your savings. Sign up for your company's contribution rate escalator feature on the 401k. Pay the big things like your mortgage, car, student loan, etc. with an automated debit. Create a simple financial life and you are on your way to creating a successful financial life. With a quick rethinking of how you make decisions on a daily basis, you can prevent yourself from making the same kind of poor choices that Pitbull and Neo sing about. By the way, these are two guys who probably have multi-million dollar recording contracts and fly on private jets, so are they really in touch with not being able to pay the rent? When you hear that song, go out and dance, but make sure you have the bills paid before hitting the dance floor. You just listened to the post titled, Don't Take Financial Advice from Pop Music by Michael Smith with financialfinesse.com. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. This article was absolutely hysterical to me because I feel the exact same way about that song. Every time I hear it, I can't help but scoff at the lyrics, but it does have a pretty good beat to it, so I'm not above dancing along. I did enjoy the advice in this article, however. I would file it under How to Adult. In addition to planning out your day the night before, you might consider roughly planning out your week before you dive in Monday morning. I like to plot out on my calendar when I plan to get things done in addition to my scheduled appointments. And I also make sure to leave plenty of open space in my calendar for other things that might pop up and to allow me flexibility in my plan. If I don't get to something I planned on a specific day, I will often move it to an area on my calendar that has open space. And I use my calendar to log how I'm using my time. When I inevitably start beating myself up over not doing enough, I can look back at the calendar and show myself that I'm actually getting quite a bit done. So while Michael talks about putting something on your calendar as a commitment, I look at it as more of an intention, except when it's an appointment with another person. I've had to learn to be a bit gentler with myself because I too often have high expectations of what I can get done in a day, and I'll end the day never feeling like I did enough. This process of moving things around on my calendar and logging how I'm spending my time helps me combat my overachieving tendencies. At the end of the week or month or year, it ultimately all gets done, just maybe not exactly when I thought it would. That's a wrap for another Thursday show. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.